Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Merry Christmas to everybody on this Christmas Eve, and what a special day for many people, challenging for others, and I know a number of people are ill, and we've got COVID going around, another surge of it, and we've had several people at our church that have been down with it over the past week or so, but we persevere on. Thankfully, the Omicron variant has not been much to have to worry about. Most people that have had it within a day or two start feeling better, and some people, they hardly even know that they had it. I still like the thing that I saw online a couple days ago or a week or so ago, where it showed the symptoms of the Omicron variant is it makes you tired, it makes your muscles hurt, makes you feel like you've had a hard day's work, which is why the left hates it so much. But at any rate, welcome to the program today. And again, reminder, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can visit us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also find links to our past programs there, as well as our Sunday night programs. We're here every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And generally, we have a number of callers that call in with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Here in our Friday afternoons, we tend to do more topical things or sometimes guests. But today, we're going to be doing something special. It is Christmas Eve, after all. And so we are going to look at the birth of Christ as recorded in the Scriptures. I'll be reading that here. But I do want to remind you, we do have a Christmas Eve candlelight service scheduled tonight. Our church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. That information will come at the end of the program as well. But it's going to be somewhat scaled back this year. A number of people are going to not be able to be there because of being restricted with people in their house or they themselves testing positive this year. So it's going to be somewhat of a challenge, and I will be actually joining myself via the internet. And we're going to have some things, hopefully we can get fixed up to make it special despite the challenges, but certainly invite you to come out. It would be in place of our normal Friday night Bible study at 7 o'clock tonight. Next week, New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st, we'll be back to our regular schedule for our Friday night Bible study. And so I hope we'll be able to see you there sometime. All right. Well, as I said, I wanted to share with you the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. This is a reading. It's entirely taken from the King James Bible. There are no added verses or words, I should say, no added text to it. This is something that I put together over the years, starting as a missionary in the Samoan Islands. And we've kind of added and edited and worked on it a little bit to where we've got a nice, complete rendition of the Christmas story. If you just do the reading in Luke, which is good, you miss some of the stuff that's in Matthew. If you do what's in Matthew, you miss what's in Luke. And then plus you miss a lot of the Old Testament prophecies and things. So we're going to go ahead and read this. And we want to do this to be a blessing and to remind you of why we celebrate the Christmas holiday, a reminder that Jesus truly is the reason for the season. This is the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and went forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not." But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelled in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. But when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business?" They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Well, amen and amen. That's what the Bible records as to the birth of Christ. And as I said, it's just simply taken from the scriptures. In case you're interested, you can go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, and you can get a copy of this yourself. And the scriptures that we had there, we started in Isaiah chapter 11, went to Micah 5, Isaiah 7, Isaiah 9, Luke chapter 1, Galatians chapter 4, back to John chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, and then we went from there, a lengthy passage, over to Matthew chapter 2, and further in Matthew chapter 2, until finally we came back to Luke chapter 2 and finished in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And I hope that was a blessing to you, and that gave you something to think about as you take time today and this evening and tomorrow, celebrating Christmas and remembering that it's a celebration, not just of love and kindness and peace on earth, but it's a celebration of the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that makes those things possible. And again, like I said, you can join us tonight. We have a Christmas Eve candlelight service. It will be scaled back somewhat. If you follow us on Facebook or USA.life or MeWe, we'll have some notices there about it where you can follow online if you would like to. And, of course, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com if you would like to get a copy of The Birth of Christ as recorded in the Scriptures, maybe something you could read for your family as you celebrate Christmas together. I want to thank you for listening to us today, and I hope that as you celebrate Christmas, that you have a wonderful time and that you and your family are safe and healthy, and that you have a very Merry Christmas. And as we approach the new year, certainly pray God's blessings upon you and yours in the coming year. I want to thank everybody who's prayed for us and helped to keep us on the air. I want to thank everybody that has visited us over the course of this past year. And it's been challenged with the pandemic and everything, but we keep plugging away. And like I said, this coming Friday, week from today, we'll be back to our regular schedule facing the new year, 2022, hard to believe already, and I hope you'll be able to come out and visit us during this coming new year, hoping and praying. Of course, this will be the year the Lord comes back for us, but in the meanwhile, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I certainly hope that you'll take advantage of God's greatest gift, the gift of His Son that brought the gift of eternal life and salvation through Christ and what He accomplished on the cross. And we want to thank you for listening. God bless. Merry Christmas to all of you, and I hope that you have a wonderful new year. And just again, real quick, before we run out of time, now we got just a few seconds left, join us Sunday night at 11 o'clock. We will have a few things going on, and of course, if you've got a question, we'll be talking about some more details on the birth of Christ. But if you've got a question, you'll be invited to call in, and also join us again online tonight if you can. I want to thank you again, and God bless. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.